Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis Redding bringing this back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between. We've got something that will help you there at our small at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the survey, too. We have a new survey question every week, and we'd like to know what you think. Go there when you get to the homepage. Check it out and give us your answer, and then you'll see how everybody else is voting. You can compare yours to theirs. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm on Twitter if you're there. You can follow me, and I'll follow you at Jim Blasingame. Debbie Meyer is our guest. Her company is called Housewares America, Inc. She's the lady who invented the green bag. She's the lady who invented one of my favorite inventions of all time, the cake cutter. And Debbie, thank you for sending me a cake cutter, but I'm afraid I've worn it out already. And I found that, you know, I found that it works on muffins and pies and brownies and everything.
I knew you would, because you're a great innovator.
It's great with donuts, too. these are great things, folks, and it's just so great to see, to know, and now you know, a great entrepreneur, inventor, as Debbie is, and she's giving back to us, talking about the things we're talking about right now. Debbie, when I know you travel around the country a lot. I do the same thing. I speak to small business audiences across the country, and when I do, these days, I can't just start out talking about what I want to talk about, because if in the first 10 minutes I don't have a conversation with the audience about how things are going in the economy, I have no credibility. I can't just act like, okay, do these 16 things and you'll be fine. We have to talk about these things. And here's something I want to point out and get your thoughts on. I have asked my folks, the people I'm talking to straight on, if I know things are tough right now, but have you learned something in the last 2 years that if we hadn't had the last 2 years, you wouldn't have learned? And that one thing is going to be very important to you in the future. And everybody raises their hand.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to play the Pollyanna glad game. I'm not trying to find the silver lining. I'm just saying you have to find your lessons where you find them, don't you?
You certainly do. It's an excellent question to ask people, because I truly believe that the greatest changes and the greatest innovations have come in times of crisis. And
it's the time when I've been the most creative in my life.
It's the greatest motivator. When something happens, you know, it's that fight or flight kind of feeling. And, you know, if you know what you're about, you can't lose sight of what matters to you most. That's the biggest thing to me.
Well,
and
the thing is,
you don't give up and you don't lose sight of it, because it's very important to portray that to the public as well.
Well, when things are going well, you think it's because you're so smart.
Right.
And nothing gets questioned.
Uh-huh.
But when things are going tough, everything gets questioned, and it should be questioned.
It absolutely should, and I think having a well-defined core value for yourself,
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's what your company means. What your company means, and I'm personal integrity, of course, is without question. But you also have to have company integrity, because mm-hmm. When people are getting to the point where they're deciding where to put what money they have to spend, you want to be the one they turn to and say, you know, I've always liked and trusted this company, or what this company produces, or the people I've dealt with within that company. It always comes back, and those people talk about that. So you have to make sure that if your core value within your company means you're going to give that customer, if you're a person who has a company that deals directly with customers, you got to make sure that every one of those customers gets the best possible interaction with your company
mm-hmm.
at all times. The customer has to stay with you. You need to continue marketing to those customers and remind them why they're still with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are places.
And maybe it's enough to do that by your behavior, by just wowing them with service. And with an experience, but sometimes you have to do some things to remind them why you're different from the other folks.
That's right, and you have to remind your employees. If you have employees, you have to continue to motivate and encourage them, reminding them that those we need to keep those customers coming to you, whether new customers or existing customers, because that's going to get you through the other end. And it's also going, and when you motivate and encourage, you also keep the loyalty of the employee.
When I was selling for other companies and I was out, you know, plowing the North 40 for those companies, if at least once a month somebody didn't say that they admired my enthusiasm, I knew I had to step it up a notch. Now that I have employees, if at least once a month somebody doesn't remark on how one of my employees went the extra mile or they like their attitude or whatever, then I realize I'm not training my employees right.
Exactly, and it comes from the top down. If you tell somebody else to go train somebody, you've lost one step in the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be so hands-on. You've got to recognize that this is a time where you're gonna tighten up and you're going to make sure that your company is everything, stays what it was, perhaps in a little different way. Remember, we're entrepreneurs. Remember that flexibility is key in this kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
And manage your costs. I mean, that's huge. Most people think, oh, well, we'll just take a scissor and we'll cut this off, we'll cut this off, we'll fire employees, we'll do this, we'll do that. I don't think that that's the right thing to do.
You think we should be more surgical than shotgunning?
Absolutely. I don't think you need to be a butcher with a hatchet. You need to be a surgeon, just like you said, because there are things, everybody can find things that they can cut out, even down to renegotiating a lease. A landlord would rather have a full office space that's giving him a little less than an empty office space that he cannot let in this time.
Right.
So you can renegotiate leases. You can do lots of things that will take out some of those costs that you don't need, especially frivolous ones.
Hold on to that thought, Debbie. Debbie Meyer is our guest, folks. DebbieMeyer.com, MEYER.com is her website. That's where you find all the things that she's invented and that you can buy. After these messages, we're going to talk some more with this very smart person, Tintail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.